really start the process of managing a different level of self, my life has got to change. My world's going to change. Here's another aspect of how do you develop self-esteem. Spot your saboteur. Because the saboteur archetype plays an enormous role in sabotaging your own journey of the empowered self. By saboteur, I mean your saboteur is an archetypal pattern. And of course, by archetype, I mean a universal pattern that everybody recognizes. And the saboteur is a pattern that's meant to make you, help you, confront the fears in you that you empower to disempower yourself. Let me say this differently. The saboteur makes you look at why you're afraid to take on the opportunities of all that your life could be, why you don't want to go there, why you're afraid of your own highest potential. And by highest potential, incidentally, I'm not talking about a job. You always think it's a job. Why do you think it's a job? It's not. Jobs are part of life, but highest potential refers to all that your spirit could be if turned into max. What's the highest potential of your compassion? What's the highest potential of your heart? This is your highest potential. What's the highest potential of your intuitive ability? Why would you want to abort that? I'll tell you why. Here's one. There's a fear people have that if I become too compassionate or too loving, I'm going to hurt too much. Or I'm going to have to live a life I don't want to live. What does that mean? Do you know what I've had people say to me? I don't want to feel that much for others because then I'm going to have to make different choices with my life. I prefer living in the attitude that says, well, I can't make a difference in this world. I'd rather just keep focused on my own life. To expand the compassionate heart to include the global village and not just your own personal life demands you make different choices in your life, doesn't it? What the saboteur does is it makes you look at again and again and again why you would choose to remain disempowered rather than make the choices that would empower you. So I need to emphasize that it's not an archetype that sabotages you. It's not like there's some kind of hidden force that jumps on you. And it's not that. It's that you have an inherent fear of empowerment. And the saboteur makes you look at the subtle ways, consciously and unconsciously, you deliberately sabotage your own potential. All right, let's go back to the subject of when you're looking at your own fear of empowerment. You need to not speak in general language to yourself. You have to, I mean, here's a horrid thought, but it could be pleasant. Imagine me standing in front of you. Putting the heat on, saying, no, that's not good enough. Answer me. Why are you afraid to empower yourself? And if you would give me an answer such as fear, I would look at you and say, don't even consider giving me such a ridiculous answer. I have to assume that. What kind of answer is that? That's a useless answer. Now I'm going to push you again and say, give me a fear of what? And you could say something like fear of being empowered. Oh, stop it. That's nonsense. Nonsense. I'd push you again and say, how hard are you willing to work in life? Would you call yourself a lazy person? Do you let yourself off the hook a lot? Well, this is what you want to look at is, are you willing to live a life of an empowered person? You willing to do that? Okay. And the thing about that is, and here's a point you got to think about, which is, most people think empowered means the ability to look at someone else and say, get out of my face. That's what your first definition of self-empowered or self-esteem is your ability to tell another person off if they've come too close. It's the war zone self-esteem. Okay. The next level is, do I really want to go with the responsibility of what it takes to maintain self-esteem? Do I really want to live that responsible life? Because those are different rules. Those are different rules. Here's one of them. Part of feeling good about yourself is having a set of standards and values that you don't deviate from. A code of integrity. You don't deviate from it. That's all there's to it. You don't. You know who you are. You know what says yes. You know where to go no. You know exactly what your parameters are. You know that I don't negotiate my spirit no matter how frightened I am in the outside world. I know that I would rather pick up my mattress and go out there and try again than negotiate my well-being in order to have a paycheck. Now, self-esteem says, no, I'll take the streets and trying again because I have to say that I've got to believe in my own person and ability to survive rather than stay and negotiate myself. Do you want that quality of self-esteem where you have to hold yourself to that standard? Do you know that a lot of people would say, no, I'm not ready to live there yet? Believe it or not, some people will consciously say, no, I'm not ready to live there yet. And this is why when I talk to you about developing self-esteem, you've got to sit down with your saboteur and have a long talk. Here's a question. How many times have opportunities come in your life because the saboteur archetype is completely connected to opportunities for empowerment? How many opportunities have come in your life? And by empowerment, you're going to hear it first and foremost as an occupational question. Okay? Well, I mean, it could be occupational, but you know what? It's also relationship. An opportunity in a relationship to be honest, to actually say how you feel, to actually represent yourself with a level of, you know what, authenticity. To actually have an opportunity to let somebody else be honest with you before